Democrats are coming to Milwaukee next year. They announced that earlier this week. Their Democratic National Convention will be there in 2020. Now our question for you, with politicians, media types, and others coming from around the country in the tens of thousands, what should they try, eat, drink? Where should they go? How should they experience a little bit of Wisconsin? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. A lot of the reaction initially was on what people might think of Wisconsin, what cheese to get, what beer to get, cheese curds, brats, that kind of thing. Then there was a little backlash, like, hey, Wisconsin's got more than those things. We've got those things. We got more than those things, too. Let's find some things off the beaten path. So there's our question. If you want to recommend a Wisconsin beer, cheese, or brats to the world, you can tell us that. Or if there's something else in the Milwaukee area or beyond that you want outside visitors to know about Wisconsin, what is it? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Steele is with us in Appleton. Steele, hello.
Hey, everybody. I think an important part of Milwaukee history in its early days, there were some socialist people, red flag there, and they came up with parks and a lot of things for the city, for the people to enjoy and to relax in close to home. And I think the young people today, a lot, think of socialism, and I think that should be an important part for what's going to happen there and who's going to speak.
Steele, thanks a lot for the call and for getting us started. I think some people know about that via Wayne's World and Alice Cooper sharing some Milwaukee history, and state Republicans have been highlighting that bit of Milwaukee history since that announcement. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Laura is with us in Auroraville. Laura, hello. Oop, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, so there's a lot of vegan restaurants in Milwaukee, and I think people should check those out.
Are there good vegan restaurants in Milwaukee, Laura?
Oh, amazing. Like, can I say the name of one?
Sure.
Strange Town. You've got to check it out. And also Beerline Cafe and Celesta's is brand new. And there's...
We're losing you there, Laura. Thank you so much for that. And that's a little counter-programming to the people expecting nothing but cheese, curds, custard, and brats, Milwaukee's vegan restaurant scene. We are asking for your recommendations for people when they come for the Democratic National Convention this year, the journalists, the politicians, and more. How should they experience Wisconsin? What should they check out? Is it beer, brats, cheese, and custard, or is there something else you point to? Ron joins us now in Greendale. Ron, hi.
Hello there.
What do you want to suggest, Ron?
I think they would be impressed to know that we treasure our water. We'll have Summerfest going roughly the same time, and the lakefront. And also that we have Old World Wisconsin, just about a half hour west of us, the world's largest outdoor museum of history.
All right, Ron, thanks a lot for sharing that. A great suggestion at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Tom with us in Green Bay. Tom,
hi. How are you doing today?
Good. What's your suggestion, Tom, for what out-of-towners should see in Milwaukee and beyond?
Honestly, I think one of the best things people should go to see from out-of-town in Milwaukee is the restaurant called The Safe House.
What's up with that? I'm not familiar.
It is kind of a word-of-mouth-only restaurant on Front Street, and it is a very entertaining spy-themed restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that, but I haven't been there myself. Do you have to, like, give a password to get in?
Yep, you have to have a password to get in, which I will not say over the radio because everybody should experience not knowing it at least once.
Well, you could just tell me.
It is just – no, because then everybody else hears.
Oh, right, yeah, they're all out there.
Exactly.
And the food's
but
okay?
I would absolutely say people should go. The food is great.
All right.
Food is great. The drinks are good, and the atmosphere is outstanding.
Tom, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. Taking your suggestions for what out-of-towners should see in Milwaukee and beyond with that Democratic National Convention coming up. The national media is looking at this. I saw a big piece in the New York Times from a journalist originally from the Milwaukee area, giving all kinds of recommendations. Spotted cow is not really a cow, was one of them. They gave their custard recommendation. There's a lot of options, of course, in Wisconsin for best custard. You can share yours, 800-642-1234. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or send us a quick email, ideas@WPR.org. Looking for a couple calls to roll in here. Some of the other things people are talking about, the waterways, as one of our callers mentioned, of course, the Milwaukee Lakeside, and things like that. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We've got Walker ready now in Madison. Walker, hi.
Hey, I wanted to suggest checking out Lost Valley Cider Bar. It's one of the only cider bars in Wisconsin right now, and they feature a bunch of Wisconsin ciders like Restoration, Cider House of Wisconsin, and Hidden Cave Cidery, too. So a lot of people, you know, when you mention beer, they don't realize that there's starting to be a cider culture here now, too.
Now, this is just selling and drinking cider, or are we making a lot of good hard cider here?
Oh, we're making delicious cider. Best. And our apples grow so well here. I mean, McIntosh, Jonah Mack, Cortland, all that stuff.
Walker, thanks a lot for the call. Great recommendation. Catherine joins us now in Milwaukee. Catherine, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to recommend?
So I want to recommend one of my favorite taco places. It's on the south side on 13th Street. It's called Taqueria Arandas, and they have awesome tacos, great prices, and the best horchata I have found in town. So,
fantastic. Definitely. Thank you so much. Thanks for all of your recommendations. You can keep it going on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Your recommendations for out-of-towners coming to the state.